Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's not any accident or just good luck that America grew into the greatest, most prosperous nation in history. As I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family, the fact that the nuclear family was the standard way of life and the basis of our economic system had all sorts of good implications for our economy. A professor at the University of Virginia, Bradford Wilcox, has explained some of the good results from his research. He says that adults are more likely to behave responsibly from a financial perspective when they get and stay married. Married men work harder, longer, and smarter. The children of intact families are more likely to complete their educations and then find employment. If strong families are good for the economy, what happens when families are absent? The poverty rate for married couples with children is only 6%. The rate skyrockets to 36% for single parents with children. It's easy to see the link between single parenthood and poverty. The prevalence of single parenthood means that the United States has much more poverty, and so the big government liberals rush in with welfare programs. They don't get rid of poverty, they just make problems worse. When women receive government cash handouts and other benefits from 78 different taxpayer-paid funds, that discourages them from looking for a job to support themselves. When Republicans passed the 1996 Welfare Reform Act, that imposed work requirements on people receiving welfare. But President Obama unilaterally banned that work requirement. President Lyndon Johnson declared a war on poverty in the 1960s, but we've been losing that war ever since. We have now spent more taxpayers' money fighting the war on poverty than we have spent in all of America's many wars.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Schlafly Reports. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Who Will Rock the Cradle, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In last year's State of the Union address, President Obama called for new federal entitlements for taxpayer-funded free preschool, now called pre-K, meaning pre-kindergarten, for all four-year-olds. We thought his idea would be quickly discredited, not only by its enormous cost, but more importantly by overwhelming research that proves the lack of any long-term benefit from such programs. Now we're dismayed to learn from Politico that a dozen Republican-governed states are planning on expanding taxpayer-financed pre-K programs next year. Why are these Republicans accepting Obama's claim that pre-K works and produces benefits in a child's later life? The science actually shows that pre-K provides, at best, a small temporary benefit that cannot be measured past the third grade. There is no evidence that kids benefit from attending preschool instead of being cared for by their mothers at home. These Republican governors seem to think they can defeat Democrats by adopting one of Obama's favorite programs. Despite these high-profile Republican salesmen of pre-K, we haven't seen any evidence that pre-K benefits children or accomplishes any of its promised goals.
Civil law is a law of the land. And in every country, the land is different, so that you can do things in America you can't do in Russia. You can do things in China you can't do in Africa.
Wonder why that is.
Because the civil law is based on the culture of the people who live on the land. But there's a far, far more powerful law that the kings and the powerful men of this planet live by. And it has nothing to do with civil law. It's called the law of water. Because on the earth there's only two things, land and water. There's three times more water than there is earth, so the law of water is three times more powerful than the law of civil law. It's called the law of the high seas, the law of water. This is why the Vatican is called the Holy See. The sea is considered holy by the masters of this planet, the waters of the earth. And consequently, based on that idea that the law of the sea is the most powerful law on the earth, it's referred to as banking law. The law of money is the law of the sea, the cash flow. And once you understand that you can get a credit card in China and use it in Africa, you can get a, you know, open up a bank account in New Zealand and use it in Alaska. Why? Because it's banking. And now you're talking money. And consequently, money is run around the world in one operation. Banking is one thing. Once you understand that the law of the land is the people's law of their culture, but the law of money is called the law of water. This is why, incidentally, the Statue of Liberty could not be put on American land. It was put in a harbor, because the Statue of Liberty is a maritime admiralty symbol. It's called the Statue of Liberty, not the Statue of Freedom. There's a world of difference between freedom and liberty. Liberty means you ask your father if you can use the car. If he says no, you don't use it. Liberty is what a sailor gets when he pulls into harbor. He asks the captain if he can leave. If the captain says yes, and he most likely is not going to, but if he says yes, that means you have the liberty. You pull liberty. You don't have freedom. America is not the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not free or brave. We're ill-informed, entertained, and totally ignorant to the powers that be on this earth and how it works. Let me give you an example of how the law of water works. When you go into a court, why do you have to go to court? You play tennis and basketball on a court. The whole idea in a court is to put the ball back in the other guy's court. So consequently, this team stands up and throws the ball at that team. And that team stands up and throws the ball back over there. And the judge sits here, and that's what he is, a judge. He's the referee. He doesn't care who wins or loses. Somebody's going to pay. And he's going to get paid, so he doesn't care who wins or loses. He's only there to make sure that the game is played correctly. It's called commerce. Because the whole world is commerce. Look up the word commerce in a law dictionary. It'll tell you sexual intercourse. Marriage is a partner. Partner is a term that's used in business. And consequently, if your business with your partner doesn't work out, you're not going to God, you're going to court. Bring your check and your house and all your property with you, because it's just business, nothing personal. You need to understand there's a world of difference between United States and America as a country. The United States is a privately owned corporation. It's a privately owned company. The corporation headquarters is in Washington, D.C. You also need to understand that Maryland is Maryland, and that Virginia gives us our word virgin or vagina. Virginia, virgin, Maryland. The two together is a center of power, Virgin Mary. Virginia, Maryland. What does this have to do with anything? Well, that's the center of power in America under the Virgin Mary. Once you begin to look at the Vatican, now it's going to get serious. We live under the Vatican in this country. The Vatican system, of course, is based on the ancient Roman system. And in Rome, the seat of power for Caesar was called Capitol Hill. Capital is a Latin word for money. You either have the capital or you don't. And consequently, in the Capitol Hill, Caesar would meet with the Senate. That's what we have, a Senate. The symbols of the ancient Roman Senate were two fasces, cross, the crossing of the fasces. That's the symbol of the United States Senate. When you see the President of the United States standing and speaking to an audience, look on both sides of the podium. Look at the symbols, for many will look with their eyes but not see, and will listen with their ears but not hear, and with the heart not get the sense of it. You need to open your eyes and look at the symbols on both sides of the podium, which is about an 8 or 9 foot high fasci. A bundle of sticks with a hatchet head, the symbol of royal power in Rome. Our system is under Rome. Doesn't matter what you think of the Roman Catholic Church. It doesn't matter what you think of the religion of the Roman Catholic Church. All you need to know is your country is dominated by the Pope, period. You've got a problem with that?
Capo di tutti capi, in Italiano. Ever, you know that I'm half Italian, Sicilian actually, and I'm telling you that everything that you just heard is absolutely true. In America, you need to listen to your enemies. Our enemies have been speaking. They've been saying all sorts of neat things. I don't know how many of you recall this last beheading video production, Hollywood creation that we received from ISIS, the boogeyman with the name of a goddess. ISIS, who is supposedly bringing the illumination. ISIS, who some say the largest statue of which is sitting in New York Harbor, carrying the flame of illumination. These things mean important things. I'm going to kind of dig into those today. And the Jesuits, who I don't hear enough people speaking about, the very organization that infected us from within
and seeks to control not only the United States and the United Kingdom and Israel, but the world. Are we still living under the Roman Empire? An illusion of which? I don't know. Sure seems that way. We're going to be talking more about that on the other side. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast, 1RBA.
Have you ever asked yourself why things never change? The rhetoric they speak is all the same. The men behind the curtain and the illusion they create. Pull the puppet strings and seal our fate.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a...
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Back with the American Awakening, Mike Wingersaw, your host, my special guest, John Onesti, author of the new book, Assassination Point Blank, a novel about the assassination of President JFK. And when we left off, we were talking about coming out of that meeting where LBJ had told his mistress that this guy's never going to embarrass me again. So he knew, and I want to interject here, John, and it's not in the book, but this was being set up for quite a while. There was a cabal of people behind the scenes that wanted to get rid of Kennedy, and part of it had to do with the Bell Helicopter Corporation because they wanted to go into Vietnam. JFK did not, and I guess the owner of the Bell Corporation was a good friend and got LBJ elected to some office back, in 19... 19- 48 or 56 or something like that. You know anything about that?
I'm not sure what election you mean, but there was a big vote counting scandal in 1948 that got Johnson into the Senate. Mm-hmm. And Connally and Johnson, and this is the reminder, were very close friends. Connally may have been his best friend or one of his top friends, and he ran LBJ's campaign. So these two guys were, you know, really, they were pals. And so you have to ask yourself, okay, if Johnson knew what was to happen that day, and there were all these shooters all around the plaza, why would he put his good buddy Connally in the car and risk that? But if the shot came from inside the car, Connally didn't take such a risk, did he?
Well, now, according to certain reports, there were, the official story was that there was three shots fired by an Italian Carcano rifle by Lee Harvey Oswald. There are other reports that have come out since then saying that there was actually 11 shots, some say 9 shots fired. There was a bullet hole uncovered in, I believe it was the right below the window of the limousine, you know. So, from your point of view, the shooters were set up firing shots as a diversion for a real shot that was fired. Is that correct?
Right, yes. I believe there were shots fired in the plaza that day? Yes, because there were witnesses. How many? I'm not sure. But I know there were shots fired, and I think there were shots fired from the Knoll, from probably the Daltech building, probably from the TSBD, and maybe even another location. But those shots were not kill shots to shoot the president. And, you know, a lot of researchers have pointed out if they really wanted to shoot the president from that sniper's nest, they would have shot him as the car came up Houston Street. They wouldn't have waited for the car to go down the road so far before they did that. So that's a distraction shot. All that was distraction. Now, to some of those bullets maybe ricochet and hit, like I think one gentleman was hit by a piece of cement or something that came from a bullet, a bullet that hit the cement and it hit him. That probably happened. Connally would not have been in that car if the shots were going to be coming from outside, a rifle shot. That was a point-blank shot. And at Parkland Hospital, and I have it on my blog, a video of the doctors, one of the doctors in the operating room, Robert McClellan, mentioned that he went into the room and there were other doctors in the room already working on JFK. Dr. Marion Jenkins said that there was a wound on his temple, on his left temple. That was actually in the Warren Commission testimony, and then it was withdrawn from the testimony. And McClellan talks about that in that on my blog. I have it there. So that, okay, you know, shows that. But let's talk about Connally, because if you watch the film closely, you'll see Connally move after the fatal headshot. Kennedy's already dead. You can see Connally move around in the car. He claims he was hit. He had a baseball-sized wound in his chest, and he was unconscious. But what we see in the car is him moving around. So when I saw that, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, he never said that in his testimony. Then I find out that his suit was flown from Dallas to D.C. to be cleaned. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what, you know, if he was really hit in the way they say he was, and all that's true, why'd they clean the suit, and why can I see him moving around in the car? Okay, so those are two problems. Then later, there was another problem with the bullet fragments that were compressed.
Okay, did we lose him?
Yeah.
You there?
John? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. There was another problem with the bullet fragment, what?
Well, the bullet that they said hit Connally was missing little fragments. And but they said the fragments, they had a problem because the fragments that they said were in his wrist did not match up with how many fragments were missing from the bullet. In other words, he had more in his wrist than were missing from the bullet.
We're talking about the magic bullet here, right?
the one that they say hit him. Now, there's a problem there. How could there be more fragments in his wrist than were missing from the bullet? So they would come back and say, well, maybe there was more than one bullet, you know, or maybe that wasn't the bullet. my answer to that is maybe he was never hit, because later in the 1990s, when he died, forensic pathologist Cyril Wecht wanted to examine the body. They wouldn't allow him to examine the body. Why not? Because maybe that wrist was pristine and never broken, because he was never hit. And he would have seen that. Wecht would have seen that, and he would have seen that there's no bullet fragments in this guy's wrist. What are they talking about? And then it would have been, okay, wait, he wasn't hit. So now what happened? You mean everybody in the car were involved? And it would have blown open the whole thing, so they wouldn't allow him to look at the body. That's the reason I think they wouldn't allow Wecht to look at the body. But there's even more things about this governor character, that his son-in-law was seen by FBI officials breaking into Judith Campbell's apartment the year before, summer before the assassination. And you tell me what the odds are of his son-in-law, or former son-in-law, because his daughter actually died a mysterious death, what are the odds that he'd be seen by FBI officials breaking into Campbell Exner's apartment that was an alleged mistress of JFK? She was actually an information carrier from Sam Giancana to JFK to give him information about the CIA's involvement in organized crime, and then and Castro and all the rest. They were probably trying to work out a deal. But even more interesting than that is 2 days before that, who died? In L.A., Marilyn Monroe. Who was Marilyn Monroe? Another information carrier. Of course, they say they were mistresses. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but I don't see any illegitimate Kennedy children running around. But I do see some illegitimate Johnson children. That's in Texas in the Morning. So it's interesting how the media treats these two men different, which I found, that kind of raised an eyebrow when I saw how they treated the two different. And then another so-called mistress, Cord Myers' wife, she died, a year after the assassination, right? You've talked about that on your show.
I'm listening. You've got me blown. Go ahead.
So yes, there you go. Yeah, there's three so-called mistresses that were murdered, or their places were burglarized, and they all could have been and probably were information carriers.
When you say information carriers, what you're talking about is people that are under MK Ultra.
Oh no, I don't mean necessarily that. I mean like Cord Meyer's wife. That died and was murdered a year after the assassination. She may have been giving JFK information on Operation Mockingbird and which journalists were backstabbing him and so on. In the case of Campbell Exner, she may have been giving him information from Giancana about the CIA and organized crime. And in the case of Marilyn Monroe, she might have been talking about the media and who, and there. Now, whether they were MK Ultra, some of the entertainers. I don't think that they all were. But,
okay, I'll tell you what, let's stop right there. We're going to take a break, bottom of the hour break. Mike, did you want to open up, do you want to take any phone calls or not, John?
I'm kind of in a no-huddle offense, so it's up to you.
No, that's okay. All right, we'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, John Onesti. Stick around, more to come.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Uh,
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Awakening. My special guest, John Onesti, author of the book Assassination Point Blank. His blog is johnonesti.blogspot.com. You can pick up a copy of his book at his website, or you can go to amazon.com. And I wanted to ask you a quick question before we proceed here further, John. In all the time and the research and the writing of the book, how long did it take you from start to finish?
Oh, man. Well, it was on and off, and there were a lot of delays, but it's been a couple of years of writing it, but probably about 5 years from the time, 5 or 6 years from the time I started looking into it more deeply.
I see. Okay. Okay. So where were we? Go ahead.
Well, if you look at that, I'm sorry if I'm speaking real fast and trying to, jam in a lot of information. I have my notes here trying to get a lot of this out there. But if you look at the film, a lot of people say, well, the Zapruder film was doctored. It probably was. But I don't think they doctored it to make Connelly go into the back of the car. I don't think they added that to the film. So if your audience looks at that, watches him throughout, they'll see that. Another thing that's interesting there is he was wearing a wool suit, and the entrance wound would have been in the back. And if you look at that, he has almost a basketball-sized blood stain on his back on the entrance side. You have to ask, is that really, that doesn't look real to me, because then how big would it have been in the chest side where the bullet blew out? If it was really that big, he couldn't have survived that. That's why I'm saying that was all staged. I don't know how they got it on there. But that's why they cleaned the clothes. Why else would they clean the clothes? Why wouldn't they let them look at the body? And, you know, there was a war between JFK and LBJ, and on your shows and on RBN, it's been covered over and over about how they were going to take Johnson off the ticket, and Johnson had a bunch of scandals brewing with, you know, Billy Celeste and Bobby Baker and a bunch of other things. Conley was his right-hand man and was helping him out there. That's kind of what happened. And not only that, but who do you think it was that convinced JFK to include Dallas on the Texas trip? Because that wasn't part of the trip initially. They were not going to go to Dallas. So who do you suppose it was that told him it would be a good idea to include Big D on the Texas trip? That would be John Conley, who called JFK in early October, and in fact flew out to Washington to convince him to go out there, to include Dallas on the trip. So, you know, it's kind of like in the Godfather movie when Marlon Brando tells Michael, you know, be careful, because the one who comes to you to arrange the meeting, he's the traitor. So be careful. And that's what happened with JFK. That's who came out. That's who convinced him. It was the governor who convinced JFK to go to Dallas. And he was the one who was involved in this. And all the other macro picture, like, you know, the military industrial complex, the CIA, all that, that all stands. That all is in place. That all can coexist peacefully with my theory, because they all had a motive to get rid of the man. And, you know, JFK is kind of the skeleton in the closet of the great mystery of the 20th century of American history that nobody wants to talk about who killed him.
Well, I don't know which direction you wanted to go here, but I wanted to go into a little bit more of the personal detail of the behind the scenes, because, and I'll, a couple of little snippets in the book I'll let out. I don't want to give a lot of it away, or the plot away, or whatever. Well, we know the plot. but that said, you know, the research that you have done, you uncovered that the Kennedys, on the surface, I mean, that was the first lady, and that was the first lady literally of the 20th century. Everybody loved her. I mean, she was the spokesperson. She was the icon, first lady, in the country. But yet behind the scenes, it was all a facade. According to, you know, what you had uncovered. So they were basically putting on a front for this whole thing, and Jackie Kennedy and John Kennedy really, I don't want to say didn't get along, but were at odds with one another most of the time. Am I right?
I believe they didn't get along very well. If you want to look at what her secretary had to say and what his secretary had to say and others who were around them, they slept in separate bedrooms, and that's detailed in Jackie's secretary's book. He slept in the Lincoln bedroom. She slept in the Queen's suite. So that's well known. And then there are other people who are not quite as close, like Gore Vidal and Truman Capote, who talk about their observations of what they know, what they saw. But yeah, I think the media has given a very positive portrayal of Jackie. And when you read in some of those books where she's spending $100,000, you know, back in 1960 on clothing and stuff, you have to wonder, is this the person, you know, what is this person's value? So,
well, yeah, that was his entire salary at the time.
Right, and
if I remember correctly, wasn't she the first lady that used to always want to remodel the White House? She wanted to remodel the whole thing and spent just an extortion amount of taxpayer money on just, you know, getting things the way she wanted them, and then she'd change it, if I remember correctly.
Right on, and the help did not like working for her. People would leave. They liked JFK. They thought he was cool and funny, and the kids, they loved the kids. But they did not like working for Jackie, and that's almost universal across the board. And it's in all those books. But people don't, in her biographies and in, you know, these other people that wrote about it, it's all in there. But the media made a star out of her, made a superstar out of her. She's bigger than the biggest Hollywood actresses. But what was she really? I mean, in my opinion, she was the queen of consumerism and greed and a lot of other things. So
she was basically a spoiled little brat, is what she was.
Right. And she, her family, her mother, actually, before she married Auchincloss, was dating George de Morgenshild. And she married, and then she married later, married into the Standard Oil fortune, the Auchincloss family. But you know, that isn't very well discussed. But also, her stepfather was good friends with Alan Dulles and a bunch of people in the CIA and a bunch of Skull and Bones figures and secret society people. And she was friends with a lot of these Skull and Bones people and secret society people. Until you start reading the books and start seeing who she's hanging out with, you don't think of that. But then you start saying, wait a minute, look at de Morgenshild. He was Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend in Dallas, right? Then he dated Jackie's mother at one time. Then he was doing a project for Aristotle Onassis on Haiti to explore for resources. Then he knew George Bush, and he's hanging out with all, he knew Zapruder. He's hanging out with all these people, and you start to say, wait a minute, he can't be associated with all these people. That can't just be random. It's impossible. You know, this guy is everywhere.
One quick question. There's two things really I want to delve into a little deeper. One of them I missed, so I'm going to back up just a little bit. When you're talking about the headshot, you know, was it the Zapruder film or the movie by Kevin Costner was in it, and it was I can't even remember the director's name. Oliver Stone. Okay, you know, when they did the investigation on the Kennedy assassination, you kept hearing the words "back and to the left, back and to the left." According to the official reports, he was hit with what? Two or three bullets, wasn't he? According to the official statement.
Well, here's the thing is if you go and look at that McClellan interview, they did not see the wound in the back at Parkland. That was discovered at Bethesda. So was that even there? But they did the tracheotomy, so they monkeyed with what they said was a wound in the throat. And then when they were at Parkland, Jenkins, Dr. Jenkins said he saw a wound in the temple, the left temple. Then later he said, oh, I didn't see that. Well, there were other witnesses who saw things and then later changed their testimony too when they got pulled aside and told what was good for them. So, you know, you have to wonder why did they take the body and change it and doctor it and do all those things? You know, a lot of the Grassy Knoll people would say, well, because the shot came from the front. They wanted to hide that back. Well, if the shot came from inside the car, they'd still want to hide that, wouldn't they? So, you know, I have the equal reason here just for them to change that.
I wanted to shift gears and get into a little bit about Lee Harvey Oswald, because obviously he was set up for the patsy. Most of the awakened Americans already know that. But before I go into that, we're going to come up on a break shortly. I wanted to pose a question. In your research and on that topic of the relationship between Lee Harvey Oswald and his girlfriend, did you happen to read the book Dr. Mary's Monkey in that research?
Yes. In fact, you know how I knew about that was your show. That was one of the greatest shows I've ever heard was when you interviewed that author, Haslam, on that book. And then me and Lee was the next book, you know.
Right,
kind of
right. All right, let's stop there. Yeah. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in three final segments coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come. My guest, John Onesti.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again.
It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Final segment of The American Awakening with my special guest, John Onesti, author of the book Assassination Point Blank. And, you know, that's another facet about this book that was I really delved in. I thought it was great, was that, you know, you actually went in and got into the likely thought processes of Lee Harvey Oswald when he was being set up and he had, well, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to say that part, but let's just say this, that he was panicking. Because he hadn't done anything. He was actually pro-Kennedy and was trying to avert or worried that there may be an assassination. So, you know, did you pick up those snippets from other research that you had done, John, or did you just kind of pull that out of your hat?
Well, some of it was from Baker's book, Me and Lee, some of that. But I wanted to get inside his head and try to see what might he be thinking if he was being set up, and maybe if he didn't know exactly, but he was suspicious that maybe he was being set up, what would he be thinking? Same thing with even JFK, because the Secret Service tried to blame the victim and try to say that he didn't want guards on the car and this, that, and the other. So I tried to do that with different characters, which you couldn't do in a nonfiction book. That would be speculation. So that was one of the reasons why I liked doing it the way I did. But Oswald, if we look at this logically, just with logic and reasoning. If had he been up on the sixth floor and had he been shot, let's say they would, the police or somebody would have went up there and they would have shot him right on the sixth floor, and he would have died right there next to the sniper's nest. That would have pretty much shut down 90% of the suspicion of, you know, everybody would have believed that story. But because he got away, and because Ruby then had to kill him, then you had two breaches of security and two long nuts and 48 hours. And so people start saying, well, wait a minute here. There's something more going on to this. And then, of course, there were other people who were trying to testify in front of Congress who there were breaches of security there, too, where they died. And the one I'm thinking of is Sam Giancana in 75, the night before he was supposed to go testify in front of the House. He was killed the night before he was to fly to Washington. He might have known something about all this. So Oswald, you know, he somehow knew not to go up on that sixth floor and to leave the building. So he was suspicious and he left. And that was what I think really was one of the big things that blew open the whole plot. It opened the door to people to say, wait a minute here. Another big one was when, and people don't know this one too well, but Clint Hill didn't quite make it to the car in time, the timing he was supposed to. And you know the reason, but your audience will know when they read my book. But that was another one. Well, you know, why did the car have to stop? Well, people think, well, that's because they wanted the sniper to get a good shot. But no, that's a good theory, but no. And the paint marks on the other side of the road, you know, people say, well, that was to measure distance and the speed of the car for the sniper. So from their locations, they would know how fast the car was going and the distances. And that's a good theory, too. But couldn't that same paint marks be used by those in the car? Hey, when we get to this first one, you do this, and you do this. We get to the second one, we want this done. Another thing that's interesting is if you look at Zapruder's, where he stationed his camera, exactly perpendicular to the headshot. It wasn't like, the headshot wasn't like before, it wasn't, when he panned the camera, he's dead on. So what are the probabilities of him stationing that right there? And of course he knew to Morgan Schill and a bunch of other people. So you have to wonder, because he was of Russian background. And then on the Nick's film, which is the reverse angle, Nick said that when he got his film back, they changed it. You have to wonder if what they cut out of that film would have shown Connolly sneaking into the back of the car, because you can barely see it on the Zapruder film, and I'm wondering if that would have was what one of the things that they were cutting out of that film. You know, just speculation there, but I think it's good speculation.
And as I look at this, because, John, as I, you know, I talked to you off air, and I told you that I've been very busy with a lot of other stuff going on behind the scenes with RBN and some other stuff, but, you know, I went through and I read the book, and then before we came on air, you said, well, have you been into my blog? I've got a few things up there. I went into the blog, and I'm starting to realize now that I'm actually going to have to go back in and read certain parts of the books and follow along with these films that are on your blog to get a visual picture of...
That's the beauty of it, Michael, because it's not a one-time read. It's a book that you can read, and it's new every time you read it. And I wrote it for, you know, even Joe Sixpack can read it, or even an advanced researcher in the Kennedy assassination, and they might start looking at some of these things and saying, hey, maybe this Onesti guy is, maybe he's got a few things here that we need to look into a little further. And that's what I hope, that some of these researchers will say, well, wait a minute, you know, this person appears nutty, but maybe this guy actually has something here that we can look at. And one of the things we can do to, you know, somebody said, hey, you know, we're going to call you down on this theory. Okay, one thing we could do, let's exhume the governor's body and let's look at that wrist. That wrist is pristine, meaning it was never broken and healed over.
Did I lose you again? Did I lose you? Are you breaking
Hello?
Up, John?
Things sound fine on this end. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, well, one of the things we can do is exhume the body of the governor to see if the wrist was broken, is what I was saying. I don't know how much of it you lost, but... To kind of see if my theory holds up.
Well, but also, I mean, you know, from what I gathered, you said there's a big red spot on the governor's back. But, you know, according to, you know, certain aspects of this, the governor really wasn't even hit.
Right, but how, you know in the book what they did,
yeah.
how they staged that. What I'm saying is, if you look at that film, a basketball-sized stain on his back looks more like something staged, you know, for a Halloween prank than it does an entry wound on a wool suit. If he was hit that bad on the entry side, he would have been dead. There's no way he would have lived through that. And then all the other suspicious behavior, you know, all the other things I just mentioned, give us reason to wonder if he was hit.
Well, okay. With that said, we're getting close to short on time. We've only got a few minutes left here. Is there anything else that you want to throw in here that you think that you've missed that the audience may be interested in before I start advertising this and telling them again where to go get the book?
Well, there's not a lot of time, but yeah, I mean, the way he was twisted around in the car, there was a reason for that, and I talk about that too. But I have on my blog, I have a contact, so they can email me if I, let's say they read my book, or if there's videos there too, and there's interviews, a few interviews there too, so they can look at that and get a little introduction before they even buy the book. Then when they read the book, they'll see more of what's going on there.
Right, and folks, I mean this when I say so. This was a fascinating, it was an easy read. It was a fascinating book, and it really went behind the scenes as far as the personal lives go and as far as the lives of some of the players in the game. It was a different perspective on anything I ever read about the JFK assassination. So I commend you for that, John. That was an excellent job, and it was an excellent book. Now, what I'm going to have to do now is I'm going to have to go back into certain portions of this book and follow along with these films to get even a better perspective of what it is that you were speaking of. Because, again, when I Skype you today, I'm going, well, this was an excellent book, except for that one thing really threw me, you know? and now I'm finding
out. I'm going to send you some more information that's not even on my site. The reason I didn't put it up on my site is because I don't want to, you know, it's almost like that. It would almost be like the Cliff Notes, which I have a lot of it up there already. But there's some more information that, in addition to the doctor interview, which is up there now, that you'd probably be interested in.
Okay, no, that's great. Send it over. Either send it over through Skype. Have you got my email address?
I'm not sure, but I can get it from you.
All right. At any rate, anything else you want to add? Because just about out of time.
Thanks for having me on your show, Michael. You have the best bumper music. You have a great show. I appreciate it. I like RBN. John's doing a great job. And thanks for your audience. And maybe next time we can do some calls.
That'd be great. Okay. Okay, folks, the site again is johnonesti.blogspot.com. The book is Assassination Point Blank by John Onesti. And I mean this when I say it was an easy, excellent read, and it was a very difficult book to put down. The only time I would put it down is if I fell asleep or if I had something else to do that was pertinent that I had to get done. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you at the same time tomorrow night. John, thanks for coming on. Tomorrow night I'm going to be talking a little bit about carrot bars, so tune in. I want to kind of give an overview of it, what's going on with it, and where I want to take it. So see you tomorrow. Bye for now. What it is you think.